Blog Talk Radio.
This is a radio message.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls on the internet, coast to coast in the U.S. and around the world, welcome to That's the Way It Is Radio. Tackling the issues that the Conan O'Briens of this world are just too damn scared to touch.
It's like that, and that's the way it is. Huh.
And now, here's your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins.
That's right, I'm satisfied and sanctified on Sundays, making it on Mondays, trying me on Tuesday, brings us to Wednesday, wild and out, right here on That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. We got a great show lined up for you today. I'm going to be inside the studio, getting a little bit closer, but right now I'm riding down on this bus. I'm telling you, it's an interesting experience how we're doing it right here. But this show right here, we're going to do a quick dedication to one of DC's very own godfather of go-go. Call him Chuck Brown. We got to simply definitely give a shout-out to him and his family. We just lost another great one out here in the music industry. Well, we got a nice positive show for you. Today's show is all about being positive. That's right. Getting back in stride. To get things going for you, first, let me give a shout-out to my number one producer, Jules. She's going to be bringing up some health tips for you on this segment. Also, number one son, Nor J, he's going to be bringing some stuff down for you and making it happen musically on this show, this edition of That's the Way It Is Radio. Again, I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. Let's go ahead and start things off with Chuck Brown because I feel like busting loose.
Give me the bridge, y'all. Give me the bridge.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up, stay on the scene.
Get on up,
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up.
Get on up,
stay on the scene.
Get on up,
like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
My name is Michelle R. Hanna, author of The Breaking Point, A Full Circle Journey, Living Life Beyond All the Broken Pieces. The Breaking Point will make you cry through breakups and breakdowns. I know, I'm a cancer survivor. When you make the decision to dry those tears, joy will come. As you read about the breakthrough, you will shout with triumph. Breakout is now here, which is to embrace your purpose. This is the only option. You will know how transformation feels and looks. By the end of the book, you are ready to let go of all the pain and fear and let God.
Meet Michelle R. Hanna this Saturday at KJLH's 12th Annual Women's Health Forum. Attend her 12 new breakout session or stop by her vendor booth and pick up a copy of The Breaking Point. Log on to MichelleRHanna.com or call 888-983-4446. That's 888-983-4446.
Today, about 1 in 5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
They do not have to die, but they do.
25,000 children every day.
They die for reasons we can prevent.
Like not getting enough food or medicine.
Or clean, safe water to drink.
They do not have to die.
But they do.
25,000 children.
25,000 children.
25,000 children every day.
They die because they are young and vulnerable.
They die because through no fault of their own, they're poor.
They die because they suffer in the shadows.
Their pain unseen by the rest of the world.
They do not have to die.
They don't have to die.
But they do.
25,000 children.
25,000 children.
Every day.
My name is Joel Madden.
My name is Mia Farrow.
My name is Neil.
My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Believe.
My name is Lucy Liu, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit ibelieveinzero.org.
They call me NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. I'm your host. That's the way it is radio. That's what you're tuned into right now. You know, you all probably wonder, on the bus? Yeah, I'm riding Metro bus. Had a problem with the car. And actually, it started out with, it was very simple. It's like, you know, my car went, had a fuel pump problem, actually. And I was on my way out, and I found myself had to take the Metro. You see, taking the Metro train is very interesting. And I really had a good time on it. So I had such a great time on my first experience. I haven't ridden a Metro in Washington, D.C. since 1989. So I got out there, started riding it, and it felt good to me, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I took my time. It's been taking my time on getting my car fixed. No big rush, because everywhere where I'm going, it's right on the Metro line, and I plan my trips accordingly, and I get out there and start riding. I have found some very interesting people, and going into different areas in the Washington, D.C. area, southeast, north, northwest, southwest, you know, just going into those different areas and just running into people. I'm going to tell you, wow, it just made me and inspired me to do this show today, something more inspirational, upbeat. Because I notice in some areas when you're walking around Washington, D.C., people don't speak. I mean, no matter what color, they don't speak to each other. It's not even a race or color thing. They just don't. Then there's another area in Washington, D.C. that they say is a bad area, and I'll speak on it. In southeast Washington, D.C., I found some of the most friendliest people. They speak to you, don't even know you. They walk in towards you, and they're speaking. How you doing? Whether it's women, male, and even children, they're speaking to you. This is my experience. Now, I don't know what yours have been, but I'm just speaking from my experience, being in the Washington, D.C. area, riding the Metro, and actually being right there amongst the people. See, I haven't been amongst the people in a while. I've been sheltered by my vehicle. Because every time I went somewhere, I was in my car going from point A to point B to C, D, G, F, you know, and so forth on. This time, it really has done a lot. And as a writer and playwriter and director, it has sparked my creativity. So along with working with my current works and coming out, I have come up with some ideas about some new works, new writings, from NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins, which I want to put out there and do it on a local basis. So I'm going to be doing some plays, and I've been writing about it and putting the script and the concept into my mind. And I've been just inspired by the people that I've been running into on the streets, being out there among them. So, you know, with that inspiration and seeing people in their minds and things that they're going through, and you can see it. It's like they're wearing their emotions on their sleeve. And sometimes back and say, wow, I've just collided in with another world. I wonder what happened when that person leaves me and how their life continues on. I've just sat there having a conversation with people at the bus stop, having a conversation with people in the train station, having a conversation with people on the train, or just plain just walking down the street. We're walking in the same direction. Conversation just sparks up. You know, we're kind of talking. I've really been enjoying that, you know. So with that being said, we got Jules who's going to be coming on. She's on the show today. Yes, she's been doing a lot here in the Washington, D.C. area. She's been out there acting, stage, television, modeling. They're calling her. They're calling her. She's calling some shots right now. Very proud of her. Norjay, man, his beats are out of sight. I'm telling you, and I hope he shares some with you tonight as well. Oh, wow. So I understand you guys heard some of his stuff last week. I missed it. So I definitely want to check it out. So I'm going to ask him to bring one of my favorite back again so we can hear it again. But listen, we're going to stay back on things. Like I said, on Sunday we were satisfied. Monday, we were mad. Tuesday, trying us. Wednesday, let's keep on wilding out and let's keep things good and positive. Hey, keep it in stride. Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. Come on, y'all. Wake up.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. World has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Getting in the eye.
5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
You're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio again. I'm your host, NBWAKA, Norris Wiggins. At the top of the hour, we had Chuck Brown, Bustin' Loose, followed by James Brown, Get On Up, with Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, Wake Up Everybody, and you just heard from Marvin Gaye, Where Are You Going? Man, beautiful day in Washington, D.C. I'm going to remind you all of something. We made New Year resolutions. A lot of us were talking about keeping our health and getting in fit and getting in shape. Well, we've been keeping our part right here. What's the name of my show? That's the Way It Is Radio. We've been keeping our part of That's the Way It Is Radio right here by giving you those health tips, keeping our promise. Got on the line, Jules, giving you the health tip of the day. Jules, what's going on?
Hey, NDW, hey, Nora J, and hey to all you listeners out there. I missed you guys. I haven't been on the show for a while, but making moves out here, just like Nora J and Norris. But I want to talk to you guys today about, yes, it's about health, not so much of fitness. Well, it includes fitness as well, but what I'm going to talk about today is hair. Now, I've been doing a lot of research about hair, personally for myself, because I've been trying to find the right products for that matched my hair, which is it's actually African-American kinky coily hair. For those who may know the different hair types, it's about a 4A, 4B. So, with hair, basically to have healthy hair, obviously you need to drink plenty of water with anything else. Exercise and basically live a healthy, balanced life. But what I also found out as well is not only those things that help with hair growth, sometimes you also have to have the right products for your hair. Now, a product that I found that works well with my hair, I recently just sampled it. It's called Kamaza Hair Care. And for those who don't know about Kamaza Hair Care, you can actually go online. YouTube is a good tool for finding out about hair products, because, you know, a lot of people do tutorials on there and they post their videos and let you know about the product, what their personal experience was with the hair product. So it's Kamaza, so K-O-M-A-Z-A, and it's actually Swahili, and it stands for Encourage Growth. So I've been using it. I sampled it. It's been about a month now, and it's been working great on my hair. It's been great with moisture, protecting. It's just been really great. And they have a lot of different product lines to match everybody's hair type, and it works well with natural hair or permed or colored or treated hair. So, if you guys want to get more information about that, you can go to their website, actually, to get more in-depth information about their history and how they started. You can go to kumazahaircare.co. That's K-O-M-A-Z, haircare.co. And you can get all that in-depth information. And remember, go on YouTube. I swear, like, YouTube has so much information about this hairline, and I've been using the Califia hairline of products. So you don't know what I'm talking about right now, but once you do research on it, you know exactly what I mean. But this is mostly, I've mostly seen women using it, but I'm sure that this can work well with men's hair as well, because it's natural hair product. So you guys check that out, and I'll be back on next week. Oh, and to introduce my motivational song for this week, I will be bringing in this song. It's a hot new song by Mary Mary, and it's called Go Get It, Go Get Your Blessing. Hit it, Norjay.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, 'cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
That's the way it is radio, and your host NDW, aka Norris Wiggins, and we just keeping it, just getting back in stride. That's what we're doing here today. Just getting back in stride. We had some good songs in there, just motivational things. As I was telling you a little bit earlier, as I walk around the city, I look at the people's faces. I see pain, I see hurt, you know. But as we go through those trials and tribulations that come to us in life, we still have to keep our chin up. We have to keep thinking positive. Because, you know, let me just speak to my people for a minute. And just speaking to my people, because all generations, all of us have problems. But just speaking to my people in a minute here, it was those praying ancestors of ours that kept their head up that got us to this day today. That's right. You know, when you go back into your history, you sit back and think, they wasn't sitting up here gloating in this situation. They wasn't simply saying, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. They kept their head up and they continued trying. I was looking at the movie, The Tuskegee Airmen, and some of y'all knew Red Tail is another movie that came out as well, but I was looking, I'm going to put the focus on Tuskegee Airmen. I was looking at the way the director, the way they betrayed these men who fighter pilots. These men kept their head up. They continued to, despite the opposition and the things that came their way,
you know,
they didn't let that get them down. And to this day, today, we can look at history and look at our forefathers and the way they were and say, hey, if they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah.
holding that note. Woo, man, I was holding that note. Actually, y'all didn't even really see how long I was holding the note. I was holding that note before the song even ended and Norjay turned my mic back on. I was holding that note from the time the song started. That's how long I was holding that note. That's lovely. Listen to it. Man, you know, do y'all hear echoes? People all in the back talking. People talking. You know, they just ain't saying nothing, just talking. Just jealous because I'm singing. You know, I'm an actor who act like he can sing. Some people can't act like that. That's all I got to say. Anyway, what I was talking to y'all about earlier, before we went into that song, we had some technical difficulties. I was watching the Tuskegee Airmen and just seeing what those guys were up against, and they overcame the obstacles that they had. They kept their head up and never quit. And even amongst themselves and around, they were positive. You know, and you seen some of them wanted to go, some of them wanted. I was really inspired by that. I was inspired by the fact of looking at the will that they had. And that's what we have to do. We have to have that. And like one man, heard him say, Zig Ziglar say, you know what, if you don't think you're having a good day, try not having one at all. That's why I picked Bill Withers. Lovely day. Every day should be a lovely day to you. Don't let nobody make you say different. Don't let anyone come in and change that from you. I don't care how bad it may seem. Don't give anyone that authority over you to make your day bad. Remember, God made that day. So you see that day as being a gift, and no matter what happens within it, that gift to you is from God. So it's always going to be lovely. Norjay.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Man, it's been a minute. You know, I talked to you about the show today and inspirational things I'm going to be playing today, and I just want to just talk about inspiration, things that inspired. Like, I know you're into the music. Tonight, I think we have on our schedule plan as far as movies are concerned, we're going to be watching Cadillac Records tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you and I, and not just looking at it at the artistic part of it, but we're looking at it from the lesson aspect of it in the industry and what we should, and looking at some of the people and how they were in the music industry, the different characters. And, you know, we're going to be looking at it from an educational standpoint, better word to say. So I look forward to that with you today. But even more so, tell me about this inspirational song that you picked for today's show.
Well, I picked a song by Nas. It's called I Can. Basically, I heard this song while I was coming up, and I mean, I always heard it on the radio, and it's right. They're right. You really can. All you have to do is put some work into it and stay on the right path, because people are there to help you out. And they're always looking to help you. And this is Nas with his words that you can.
All right.
Doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a stronger than heroin. Cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath. Cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring. Cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can
be what I wanna be
if I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be. Listen again. This is for grown looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Now,
I know I can. I know I can. Be what I wanna be. Be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it. If I work hard at it. I'll be where I wanna be. I'll be where I wanna be.
Be, before we came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush. Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I
wanna
be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna
be.
Y'all, save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.
Oh, that was Nas, and I thank Nor J for that selection right there. It was really nice. You know, when I'm listening to that, it just makes me simply think about the world and how we could do things, use our given talents to make the world a better place so that we all can live in it together. You know, and I guess there's no better way to wrap around and say it. If I, like R. Kelly said, when I was coming up, I used to dance. I was a dancer in Boston, Massachusetts at Roxbury School of Performing Arts. I had a great mentor. Her name was Andrea. And just a great mentor helping me with life as well as the art. And it got me involved in dancing and doing dance competitions where I learned ballet, I learned jazz, I learned to tap, you know, and I took and took all of that, and I performed in numerous shows. So I guess for me, coming from that art world, one of my solutions is that music can help change things. Music controls and can guide your emotions. And when some of us listen to music that we remember back in the day, it gives us, it makes us feel happy. It makes us feel good. Well, I share something with R. Kelly. If I, through my music and my talents with God, can make the world dance, that's what I would do. R. Kelly.
Television shows,
whoa,
hate and poverty.
reality for the more let me know that life is a stage and we're all in the show. Star in the world, cause we all glow. If we just give each other a chance, we might just fall in love. Picture us when there's no more shaking hands with us. If I could make the world cool,
oh, if I could make them cool,
then they would rule something like this. If I could make the world sing,
oh, if I could make them sing,
then they would sing something like this. If I could make the world love, people overcome,
why?
When they've got the means to build bombs.
Oh,
we're so quick to say God bless America, but take away in God we trust. Tell me what the hell is wrong with us?
Heaven,
if we just give each other a chance, we might just fall in love. Picture us when there's no more like this. If I could make the world cool,
I'd make it cool,
and they would rule something like this. If I could make the world sing,
oh, if I could make them sing,
they would sing something like this.
Oh,
if I could make the world
me to write that one, y'all. Just as Frankie Beverly inspired me to write Love Street. You know, every day is a special occasion, y'all. You know why? Because you woke up this morning. Happy people, baby.
You're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio with NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. Here's a collaboration from Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, Living for the City. All right, you're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in with us. We're going to be back again with you next week. I want to thank Jules, my number one producer, Nor J, being with me and hanging in there with me. And last but not least, I want to thank you for tuning in and being there. Please be with us again next Wednesday as we bring you more inspiration. This year, That's the Way It Is Radio. Love you. Peace.
From New York City, he's almost dead from breathing air pollution. He tried to vote, but to him there's no solution.
Thank you.